The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the minbar you are listening to. May Allah accept your mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Today we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Without a doubt, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, he holds a very, very, very high position in the hearts of all the Muslimin. No matter what school of thought you subscribe to, without a doubt, you will know that the hadiths are mentioning how much the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Imam Hassan as he did Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Just one hadith you've all heard, that the Prophet had allowed Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein to climb his back, and he was giving them a ride. You know how fathers do. And a companion, he says to Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, "What a good ride you have." And so the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turns around and says, "What good riders these are." Or how the Prophet would allow Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, during his salat to play. One hadith I saw was said that the Prophet, as he was in ruku', Imam Hassan would come from one side, go between his legs, go out the other side. The Prophet wouldn't stop him. And many stories like these. And also what's for sure is that even Imam Hussein alayhi salam believes that his brother is greater than him on the night of Ashura, when he tells Bibi Zainab that, "Look, my father was better than me. The Holy Prophet was better than me. Al-Hassan, my mother, everyone was better than me, and they left this dunya. And so I will also leave this dunya." There was a difference though between Imam Hussein and the rest, and that is that Imam Hussein was the last of Ashabul Kisa left. There's a hadith by Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. In which he's asked, "Why is this musibah to be commemorated in this way, to be upheld in this way, and what makes it different and all of that?" He says, "Look, there were five Ashabul Kisa, one after another they left, there was one left, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And so it was as if all of Ashabul Kisa are now gathered in one individual by the name of Imam Hussein. So when Imam Hussein was killed, it was as if all of Ashabul Kisa were killed." So without a doubt, in that sense, Imam Hussein is different. But this Imam Hussein himself is saying that, "My brother Hassan Khan afdal minni, he was better than me, O Zainab, and he had to leave this dunya." In other words, death is written upon the children of Adam, alayhi salam. But having said all of this, us as Shia today, continuing this love that the Holy Prophet has taught us to have for Al-Hassan, for Al-Hussein, alayhi salam, we have to make sure that we look at things in a holistic manner. We look at the entire literature that we have and the hadith corpus that we have in regards to the hub and love of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Why? Because without a doubt, the love of Ahlul Bayt is something that everyone on the Day of Judgment is going to be asked about. Yes? In other words, if you have the bughd and the hate for Ahlul Bayt, you're in trouble. It doesn't matter who you are. Yes? There is no excuse for disliking Ahlul Bayt. Today, even if you go online, you'll find that Wahhabi sheikhs even, they will recite the maqtal of Imam Hussein. Not the way we do, and not weep over Imam Hussein. But they're trying to let the world know that, "Look, we love Ahlul Bayt too. Stop saying that we don't like Ahlul Bayt. We like Ahlul Bayt as well." Everyone understands, unless you're a Nasibi. Everyone understands you can't get away with hate of Ahlul Bayt. Everyone understands this. As I said, the Nawasib are a different story. And some of these guys who claim to love Ahlul Bayt, the way they act though, shows that no, the love maybe isn't there really. But that's for Allah to judge, not for you and I. I need to worry about my Akhirah. So we understand this, the importance of this. It is one of our A'mal, Hub of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Ya Ali, لا يحبك إلا مؤمن ولا يبغضك إلا منافق. The Prophet told Imam Ali, only mu'mineen love you, and the ones who don't like you, they're munafiqeen. All right, but we want to make sure though, when we go on the other side, and we're all happy that we're taking something with us, which is called the hub of Ahlul Bayt, that we have the proper hub of Ahlul Bayt. There's a hadith tonight that I want to share with you that shows hub of Ahlul Bayt equals something special. It's not just love. Although I do want to make this disclaimer, that even if someone just has love of Ahlul Bayt, inshallah, that will help them even. Are we clear on this? Inshallah, we're clear on this. A person who doesn't practice exactly what Ahlul Bayt wanted them to, yet still says, oh, Ahlul Bayt, I love you. Oh, Ahlul Bayt, I still love you, and I know what I'm doing is wrong. This person, I would say, very humbly, based on our sources, is still in better shape than someone like Shaitan, who says, no, I know better. Let's get that clear and out of the way. Inshallah.
Sallallahu alayka ya Hassan ibn Ali, ayyuha al-mujtaba ya ibn Rasulullah.
On this night, our hearts bleed for the Imam, because he has no visitors on a night like this. During these days, while his brother Hussein alayhi salam had about 20 million visitors in Arba'in. You want more ghurbat than this, brothers and sisters? Some of our ulama, they believe that Imam Hassan is more madhloom than Imam Hussein. Yes, ya la yawm ka yawmika ya Aba Abdullah. There is no day like your day, O Imam Hussein. But let's break it down a little bit. What do these ulama mean when they say he is more madhloom? Let's look at, during the life of Imam Hassan, what's going on? That lone commander, the mess of what Nahrawan created, the Khawarij. Imam Ali eventually is killed by the Khawarij. Imam Hassan has to clean up the mess of the Khawarij. And then Muawiyah makes the most of this opportunity. And so this madhloom Imam, he has no followers. If Imam Hussein on the day of Ashura, he's going to do Salat, and Habib and others are protecting Imam Hussein, they say Imam Hassan, when he's praying, some members of his army, they pulled the rug from under him while he's praying. Oh, so this is why he might be more madhloom in this sense. Yes. If Imam Hussein tells Lady Zainab on the night of Ashura, when Lady Zainab, her heart is trembling, are you sure about these companions? Don't you remember what happened to Hassan? Imam Hussein tells her, don't worry, I know these companions, I've tested them. But Imam Hassan, they say, when he is amongst his companions, he has to wear armor, because there was one time when they came after him, they stabbed him and they gave him a deep cut, an injury in his thigh. Did the companions of Imam Hussein do that to him? No. Imam Hassan is very madhloom. If Imam Hussein has wives like Rubab, after all that musibah, that she says when she comes back to Medina, I'm not going to go under the shade, because the body of Imam Hussein lay under the sun in Karbala. And for 1 year, they say she didn't go under shade. And who knows what happened to her after that? They say she passed away. These are the wives of Imam Hussein. What did the wives of Imam Hassan do? Something that people don't hear is that it wasn't one time, they say, that they tried to poison Imam Hassan. And maybe even different wives of his. But they say Ja'da eventually, she's able to poison Imam al-Hassan. I just want to read this report to you. That a companion by the name of Junada, he says the Imam would stop breathing and I'd see his face turn yellow and pale. He wouldn't be able to speak anymore. What had this poison done to Imam al-Hassan? This warrior, if you're going to take him out, you have to give him enough poison. And it's going to do what it has to do to his liver. And so he says, I entered upon Imam Hassan and noticed a container in front of him and he is throwing up blood clots. I asked him, why, oh master, don't you get treatment? He said, oh Junada, how is one supposed to cure death? In other words, the time has come for me to leave this dunya and be freed from all the dhulm that they've done to me. He says, it was at this moment that I saw Imam al-Hussein enter with Aswad bin Abil Awsad. When Imam Hassan saw Imam Hussein, he moved to be able to hug Imam al-Hussein. Imam Hussein kisses Imam Hassan between his eyes, sits down next to him. They're speaking about certain things. Maybe Imam Hassan is telling him about what's to come in the future. when this happens, when that happens, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. They spoke to each other after some time. Junada says, I heard the cry of Aswad, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Imam al-Hasan has left this dunya. Eventually, the body of al-Hasan gives in to the poison.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Azim Alim Halim Hakim Mateen شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.